For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and to the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Well, I think we have some guests joining us this morning.
Joy to the world. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven, nature.
Good job, you guys. Woo. Okay, stay up here. Stay up here because I got some questions. Can I borrow your mic? Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to Embassy Church. Can you guys say Merry Christmas? Okay, go ahead.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Want to say Merry Christmas to them?
Okay.
Oh, good job. Who else wants to say Merry Christmas? Blair, you want to say Merry Christmas? No, okay. Well, you want to? Okay, you go ahead. Oh, good job. Good job. So I've got some questions for you guys. There's a lot of you missing today. Hey, a lot of people gone, spending time with family. I have a question. Who's excited for Christmas?
Me.
You guys are excited for Christmas?
Yeah. Why? It's in 3 days.
It's in 3 days? Why are you excited for Christmas?
Because baby Jesus is born.
Because baby Jesus. Because why? What were you going to say? I'll tell the people. You don't have to tell them in the mic.
Christmas is baby Jesus' birthday.
It's baby Jesus' birthday. What about you guys? You got anything to tell me about Christmas?
I do.
What do you got to say?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
How come? Opening presents. Me too. I like presents. Who likes presents?
I do.
Axton, you gonna have some presents?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you are you excited? Yeah, that's all we got. That's all he's got to say right now. Okay. Let's talk about the story of Christmas. Do we know what the story of Christmas is?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it? Okay, I will tell them. Blair, you tell me, I'll tell them. You want to hold it? Okay, what's the story of Christmas? Jesus?
Yeah.
Can you say Jesus?
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. So who was Jesus' mother?
Mary.
Mary?
And Joseph.
And Joseph was his father, but not his mother, but... Close enough. You're so excited for Christmas. So what was Jesus born in?
A stable.
He was born in a stable? What else was he born in?
He was laying in something.
He was laying in something.
In a hay.
He was laying in the hay? In the hay in a... manger?
Yeah.
In a manger. And were there angels there?
Yeah.
Do you know what the angels said? Oh, dear. Come back over here, buddy. You always wondered what that was? What did the angels say? Do you know?
They were happy.
They were happy? And were there shepherds?
Yeah.
And what did the shepherds say?
They look after sheep.
They look after sheep. Okay. He's just holding the mic. All right. Can you guys face everybody and wave at them and tell them, I hope you have a good Christmas.
I hope you have a good Christmas.
Just you? Olivia, say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. All right. You guys have amazing things planned so you can follow your teachers. And good luck, teachers. They are... It's going to be a good time. We love you guys. Good singing. Okay, Blair, that away. Well, on behalf of the pastoral team at Embassy Church, we welcome you here. We're so happy that you all could come out and be a part of this. We have a special service planned for you as we remember the birth of Jesus, of what Christmas means to us, and we bring glory to God. So welcome. Doreen? I lost my earring.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Thank you.
You can all stand up. We're going to join into some congregational songs.
Noel, 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 Noel. I'm going to read a portion of scripture from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Bethlehem, expecting child, they searched the inn to find a place for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah. By night to see this baby wrapped in light, a host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed, Emmanuel, our Savior. Bethlehem, the wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, their frankincense and gold and myrrh, they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is a reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, near Jerusalem, during the reign of King Herod. After Jesus' birth, a group of wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and inquired of the people, "Where is the child who is born king of the Jewish people? We observed his star rising in the sky, and we have come to bow before him in worship." King Herod was shaken to the core when he heard this, and not only him, but all of Jerusalem was disturbed when they heard the news. So he called a meeting of the Jewish ruling priests and religious scholars, demanding that they tell him where the promised Messiah was prophesied to be born. "He will be born in Bethlehem, in the land of Judah," they told him, "because the prophecy states, 'And you, little Bethlehem, are not insignificant among the clans of Judah, for out of you will emerge the shepherd king of my people, Israel.'" Then Herod secretly summoned the wise men from the east to tell him the exact time the star first appeared. And he told them, "Now go to Bethlehem and carefully look there for the child. And when you found him, report to me so that I can go and bow down and worship him too." And so they left. And on their way to Bethlehem, suddenly the same star they had seen in the east reappeared. Amazed, they watched as it went ahead of them and stopped directly over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were so ecstatic that they shouted and celebrated with unrestrained joy. When they came into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, they were overcome. Falling to the ground at his feet, they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure boxes full of gifts and presented him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
You can all stand up. I invite you to join me into some more songs.
Adore him, Christ. hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. And nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater, and what could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. And nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Oh, we join in with all the angels singing, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, to the Lamb of God. Oh, just lift up your hands. Let's just lift up our voices this morning. Oh, Jesus, we exalt you. Oh, oh, Jesus, we exalt you. Oh. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring. The praise of your glory. For silence the boast of sin.
John 1, verse 9 and 10. For the light of truth was about to come into the world and shine upon everyone. He entered into the very world he created, yet the world was unaware.
The very people he created, to those who should have recognized him, but they did not receive him.
But those who embraced him, took hold of his name, were given authority to become the children of God. He was not born by the joining of human parents, but from natural means, or from natural means, or from a man's desire, but he was born of God.
And so the living expression became a man and lived among us. And we gazed upon the splendor of his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, overflowing with tender mercy and truth. John taught the truth about him when he announced to the people, "He's the one, set your hearts on him."
I love that scripture. I love the way that it ends so much.
He's the one, set your hearts on him. You know, so many times we look for other things to bring fulfillment or to bring hope. We'll look for it in people or in position or in things, in objects. We'll look for fulfillment, but none of that will ever bring the fulfillment that we're looking for, because true fulfillment and true hope comes from Jesus, comes from the person of Jesus. And there's so much darkness in the world, but Jesus came as the light. He came to be the light. And there is no darkness in your life that's so dark that Jesus can't come into and illuminate. There isn't anything that he doesn't want to come in and bring light to, because it's who he is. I heard a preacher say one time, and I loved the way that he said it. He said that there's a saying that we say at Christmas time is, Jesus is the reason for the season. And that's a good saying. But he said, actually, you're the reason for the season. Jesus is the one that we worship this time of year, but you were the reason. Because Christmas is about love. It's about the love of God. How he sent his son into the world. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So at Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of a baby, but recognizing that that baby came to die. That there was a purpose behind the birth, and it was for him to die. There was a purpose, but you were the reason. That we would be able to have relationship with the Father, be called his sons and daughters. How beautiful is it that at Christmas time that we celebrate the fact that Jesus came into the world knowing that he would give his life for us. The Bible says that as he hung on the cross, you was the joy that was set before him. We were his prize. We were his reason. And that's what Christmas is. That's what we celebrate. And so I'm going to ask the ushers to come and hand out communion. And as we hand out communion this morning, the praise and worship team is going to play a song. And I want you to think about the love of God. That God treasures you. That God sees you, and that he wanted you, and he called you, and you became a reason. You became the reason for Christmas.
Word.
Jesus, we love celebrating this season, but even more, we love celebrating you. We want you to be honored. We give you praise and we give you thanks for the sacrifice that you chose us, that you chose to die for us. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for the life that you gave for us so that we could live, so that we could have hope and peace and joy. As we take this today, we do this in remembrance of you and the sacrifice and the love. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take this.
You made me whole. my place, you show me grace. At the cross where you died for me, and his glory appears like the light from the sun, age to
So I want to pray over you this morning. I've said a few times over this season that we have a scripture verse that we've been praying over you. And so I'm going to pray it over you this morning. And it's from Romans 15, verse 13. And it says, "Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope." So, Father, I just seal that over them, over this Christmas holidays, over their spending time with family and friends. Father, that hope would overflow, that joy would overflow, that peace would be their portion. Father, I thank you. Father, I pray for every person here that is grieving over the Christmas season, that is missing loved ones or grieving situations. Jesus, that you would be their peace, that you would sustain them. You are the comforter and you are close to all those that mourn. So, Father, that they would feel you close to them. I just thank you that every person is blessed, that you give good gifts to men, and that, Father, you are giving good gifts to us. And, Father, most of all, we celebrate you, we honor you, and we give you glory as we celebrate you this Christmas season. So I thank you that they are blessed with hope, blessed with peace, blessed with joy, and that they feel your presence surrounding them this season and always. Thank you, Father. Amen. We have another special for you before you go. But make sure that when you do go after the song, that there is a photo booth in the back. So take some pictures with your friends and your family. And there's food back there to enjoy yourself, visit, wish each other a Merry Christmas. Take it away, Katie. Thank you.
myself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. The Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy
from the pastoral team at Embassy Church, myself, my family, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We love you guys. Be blessed.